With several more weeks left to stay home and stay safe orders in place in Michigan, many of us are just sort of dreaming right now about our next getaway in the state, traveling to one of our many favorite spots. This is Lisa Berry, and that got me to thinking about what will be the impact of the coronavirus pandemic on Michigan's booming tourism industry. So I decided to check in with Dave Lorenz, Vice President of Travel Michigan, also known as Pure Michigan. How you doing, Dave?
I am doing okay. Getting by just like everybody else.
Well, I know you are typically, because it's your job, how lucky are you, that you're typically traveling all around the state. So you've had to stay home for the last few weeks. How's that going?
Yeah, very strange. Well, my wife and I, it turns out we still like each other. And
that's good news.
It's kind of nice to be able to be with her, because you're right. A big part of my job is to be out there helping the industry in a variety of ways. So I'm on the road a lot. It's a very difficult time for everybody, but especially the hospitality industry. The travel and tourism industry is hit so incredibly hard. So I and our little team, we're all doing what we can from our home offices now. And as soon as we're ready to travel again, we'll be out there, and we will at that time be encouraging people to get out, to invest their time and money in Michigan, to travel Michigan, to enjoy pure Michigan. And I can't wait for that time. Just a few more weeks to go.
What is a typical day like for you? Are you planning ahead or hearing from people who have major concerns about tourism in Michigan?
Yeah, there's no such thing as a typical day for me ever. That's one of the things I really love about the job, is you never can get bored at it, because there are so many things to do. And of course, right now we're operating without budget. That provides even more complications in our attempts to do all we can to inspire people right now to realize that this is just a short-term thing. We will get through this, but then also to encourage them to kind of dream about the future and to plan for traveling in Michigan. So our little team is, we're staying busy. We're on as many Zoom and Skype calls as we can get in, a lot of conference calls as well. We're working with the industry to try to help them get out of this mess. You know, if there's one silver lining, it is that this is our slowest time of the year. So, you know, Michigan, in some ways, will not be as hard hit as some other states like Florida and Alabama that really depend on this time of the year for travel. And all those people who had planned to go from Michigan down for those spring breaks, I'm hoping, I'm praying, I'm crossing my fingers that instead of spending that money down in Florida this year, they're going to think twice, maybe stay home, maybe do their spring travel here. There'll still be plenty of time. Do their summer travel here, and maybe travel into the fall more than they ever have in the past, because our travel and tourism industry needs that business to get back on their feet. We have probably about 50% of the hospitality workers in Michigan right now laid off or furloughed. It's a desperate situation. Small businesses is what the travel and tourism is industry is all about. They are hard hit. So the more that we invest in them by traveling at the right time, the better.
Tourism supports hundreds of thousands of jobs in Michigan, brings in over 120 million visitors, and it's a multi-billion dollar industry for the state's economy. I don't want to put too much pressure on you, but are you feeling good that that's all going to continue back as it should be once this is all over?
Well, I can't say that. I am. I'm probably more positive in what I expect than most of my colleagues around the country. I'm on the National Council of State Travel Directors Board of Directors. In fact, I'm vice chair, and so I talk to all the other travel directors in the country. We try to find ways to support each other while still being competitive at the same time, because this is not the time to be selfish. We need to do all we can to help the industry all around the country. I can tell you that I believe that our tourism industry, which was the first industry in the state to really start hitting the bad times because of this virus, I think will be the first industry to come out of it as well because of what we represent. People, I think, misunderstand what travel and tourism is all about. It's not just golf courses and ski resorts. It's basically every business that you interact with as a consumer, almost everything. think about it, restaurants and hotels and all the things you like to do, the tours of lighthouses and the experiences you like to do in the outdoors, hiking and biking and if you're equestrian or whatever you're into, all of these things, those are tourism activities. So when you're out there, you're having a great deal of fun, of course, let's hope. You're interacting with others. You're connecting with your friends and family, making new friends along the way. Those experiences, to a great degree, are only possible because of all those people who are out there serving our needs, people who are serving us literally at tables or helping to accommodate us in a variety of ways. These are the people who serve us on normal times all the time. I believe that the people of Michigan are going to pay them back and pay it forward by traveling in Michigan at the right time. And, you know, Pure Michigan's been around for quite a while. We've been very successful, widely thought of as being the best tourism brand in the country by our colleagues around the country. And even though we're not out there with advertising right now, because it's not the right time to advertise, and because we don't have budget, that goodwill, that awareness is still lingering. People are still dreaming about traveling to Michigan from other places. I think it's less likely they're going to fly here. In fact, I think it's going to be less likely that anybody's going to be flying for about a year. That means people who had been traveling there, you know, had been planning their kind of bucket list trips to Europe or wherever, they're going to stay home. So I think we're going to get our share of those people who might have otherwise been leaving the state. I think we'll get our share, maybe more so, of people in the state who might otherwise have gone to other places. Combination of all that, in addition to the great values we always offer, the tremendous experiences we always offer, I think that is going to turn into a boom for travel, if only because of the pent-up demand of people being frustrated they haven't been able to travel. I think all of that is going to help, but it will take some time.
Have you had to make any of the tough decisions yet about canceling any big festivals for the upcoming summer? I'm thinking, for example, of the Cherry Festival in Traverse City.
Well, I know that, you know, we actually don't make those decisions, thankfully. It's the local organizers, and that's a great example of what the tourism industry is. You know, it's not just people, those very important people who make a living from the travel and tourism industry. It's all these dedicated volunteers at the community level who are helping to celebrate what their communities are all about. And right now, they can't gather to put the organizational background in place that you need for these big festivals and events. So we've been encouraging festivals to postpone, if at all possible, rather than cancel, because believe me, people are going to want to get out. They're going to want to support their local festivals. They're going to celebrate together what those communities are and what makes them so special. So I'm hopeful that those festivals that are coming up soon, that many of them can find another way to celebrate. And of course, maybe the easiest way is to postpone. For those events that simply can't wait, especially in the Detroit area, the auto show, the Grand Prix, these huge mega events that bring in millions and millions of dollars and lots of job support, I realize they had to cancel because of the mega job of organizing these things. They'll be back next year, but it's going to be a really tough time for our big cities, especially Detroit. The hardest hit community with the virus is also going to be the hardest hit and most negatively affected when it comes to travel and tourism for a while, and I think it's going to take a good year for Detroit to bounce back.
A lot of people are using the pandemic as a way to reinvent themselves and maybe come out of this even more improved. Is that something Pure Michigan can think about, or we might see a difference?
Well, we've always looked at innovative ways to get the message out, to help encourage people to travel and such. So communication is always evolving, and we're always trying to stay ahead of that. So we've been using social media and digital media more so than in the past. So we're adapting and changing our communication styles. Of course, our role right now is not to promote travel. Our role right now is to help get out the word that now's the time to stay home, to get better, to get healthy, to allow Michigan to get healthy. But at the right time, we'll want people to travel. So we've been gathering all the virtual travel experiences that are out there and posting them on Michigan.org and using social media to share those dreaming opportunities as well. And that will give people a new way to virtually explore the state. So we're trying those things. And that's, I think, doing a lot. It helps to settle some of the anxieties down when you can see penguins walking around the Detroit Zoo, or when you can find a fun learning lesson for your kids to take and help them, you know, during this time without school. So the virtual travel experiences on Michigan.org have been, I think, really helpful for the people of Michigan and for travelers literally all around the world.
Well, I know there are a lot of rocks in Lake Michigan waiting and calling my name, so I can't wait to get back out there. Dave Lorenz, Vice President of Travel Michigan, also known as Pure Michigan, thanks so much for sharing with us here on 89.1 WEMU.
Hey, remember, you know, stay home, stay safe, and if you'd like to help the cause, mrlaef.org is the website to help donate toward those workers who are not working restaurants and such right now. Help them out as much as you can.
All right. Stay well.
Thank you.